This outside broadcast of Rise FM Mid-Mornings, live from MEC Sasekani Manzini's launch of the festive season contingency plan, is proudly brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Health.
Good morning to you and yours, and welcome to the show. A big shout out to Rise FM Breakfast with JT. They held it down from 6 to 9, and up until 12 o'clock, just you and I doing what we do best, because every day is a great day for radio. My name is Letlang Mweletsane. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We're going to a brand new week. It's the second week of December. And on the second week, the Department of Health has invited us here at Mbombela Stadium for their 2024 festive season contingency plan and the unveiling of 30 brand new emergency medical service vehicles. We are very, very excited for the festive season, because there's a lot that happens. There's a lot of fun that goes into the festive season, but the most important thing is for us to come back into the new year, is for us to be safe. And one of the most important things about the Department of Health is, of course, speed. They need to be fast in answering when there is an emergency, because with fun comes a lot of stupid things, one might say, that are done during the festive season. Of course, we are preaching arrive arriving, you know, we are preaching staying safe and doing the right thing. But just in case something happens, the Department of Health and the MEC, Ms. Sasekani Manzini, have a plan in place, and that's what we love to see. So stay tuned as we have a conversation with the MEC that's going to be coming up, and some of the stakeholders, just to find out what measures they've put into place in the province of Mpumalanga to ensure that we continue to stay safe. Today is a wonderful, wonderful day, Gani Manzini. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much, and greetings to yourself and to the listeners of Rise FM.
Not only is it the contingency plan that is underway, but it is also the unveiling of 30 new medical emergency vehicles, which is very, very important in the festive season. Mm. Let's quickly talk about the contingency plan and what that entails for the province of Mpumalanga.
Yes, we are supposed to make sure that we are ready for the festive season. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we have a contingency plan is because we don't want to wake up in the morning and you find that everyone have taken a leave. There's no person in our clinics, in our hospital. And also, of importance, the EMS that we are launching today. Also, you can wake up in the morning and find that there are no even paramedics that will be driving our ambulances, and we'll have a crisis.
Yes.
So hence, it's important for us as department to plan in terms of making sure that services continues. Mm-hmm. Because with us, remember, we don't take holiday.
Yeah.
Our clinics are always open, our hospitals are open, so there's no way that we can say it's Christmas, it's New Year, it's festive, because our people, and with us, it's even more worse, because that's where we become more busy during this time, because people are going to be on the road. And most of them, they are rushing home.
Yeah.
Some are driving fast.
Yeah.
As far as we are bordering two countries, Eswatini and Mozambique. So there's a lot of traffic bordering provinces like your Limpopo, KZN, Gauteng. So our road will be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And over and above that, you know, we celebrate festive in a different way.
Yes.
We celebrate like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gathering of families end up in one being rushed to a clinic, to a hospital, because after people get drunk, they behave in a certain way that it's not in a manner that they're supposed to. They fight, they kill each other, they shoot each other. So there's a lot of things. And of very important also, the gender-based violence.
Yeah.
We are seeing a lot of rape during this time. Women are being abused during this time.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that, as a department, we need to be ready for. Hence, we always launch the contingency plan to say to our people, we are ready.
MEC, you know, I know that it's very important for the department to be ready, but I also want us to put emphasis on the people that are on the road, on just, you know, the general public of in Mpumalanga to say it is also your responsibility to make sure that you stay safe, that you safely practice whatever it is that you're doing during the festive season.
Yes.
Because it is not only the responsibility of the department.
Yes, of course, you are correct. During this time, we'll see a number of rising in terms of HIV infection because people are excited, people have got bonuses. Yeah. So it is very important. The best way to celebrate your Christmas is that you must drive with safety, obey the speed limit on the road, and make sure that you go straight home. Celebrate. It should be family time. I said that it's when Jesus Christ was born on Christmas.
Yeah.
But you don't even go to church.
You're partying.
You are partying, you know, getting drunk and doing all these things.
Yeah.
So please, our people must stay at home, celebrate with their families. For you to celebrate another Christmas, you don't want to celebrate this Christmas as if there's no tomorrow.
Yes.
Make sure that you are safe and the other people are safe also. And make sure that you continuously, when you are sick, go to the clinic. Mm-hmm. Don't postpone to go to a hospital and say, some of them, they will be requesting to be discharged because we want to go and celebrate Christmas. So please, let's be responsible citizens and make sure that you respect other people's rights and make sure that it is during this time where we must be looking forward to another Christmas. Even in terms of buying, buy what is necessary.
Yeah.
There's nothing that has changed. If you have got 4 kids, buy things. Now you have got a problem of expiring goods. Mm-hmm. Please, as you buy things, don't buy 6 same things that you are saying you're going to use it for the next 6 months when after 6 months you do not even look at an expiry date.
Yeah.
You can't use it. So please, as you buy, make sure that you look for that. And I know now there will be sales in shops. Most of the things that are on sale, they're towards the expiry date.
Yeah.
Look at the expiry date so that you buy only one item that you're going to consume now, because if you buy 10, it will be like now we are dealing with the foodborne illnesses.
Yeah.
So please also look for that and make sure that we are all safe.
The importance of speed with the EMS, with the Department of Health, is very, very important. We don't want people saying, there's an emergency. Let's quickly talk about that importance of speed and making sure that our paramedics are there when they are needed.
Yes, hence it's important that if you are sick now, call now.
Yes.
Don't be sick now and after 3 hours you want to call and you expect them to arrive within 10-15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that on its own will make sure that we don't want them also to create accident. One ambulance services more than 10,000 people. So if one involving a car accident also, it means that will be 10,000 short.
Sure.
So that's the impact of that. So hence we are saying to our people, go to the clinic every 3 months, go and check in pillow so that it doesn't become an emergency at night. Regularly go and make sure that you visit your clinic. And what we've been talking about, prevention is better than cure.
Yes.
Drive well on the streets. Make sure that when you go to home, leave early when it's during the day so that you can be safe, you can see clearly, and also you can even protect other people. And also speed kills, and make sure that you drive in the manner that you, because when you get your license, you are being asked in terms of your learners, where they ask you, this is the speed limit, this is how you must drive and all that. You must follow that because it's important, because they trained you, because they knew that that's how you must save yourself and other people from being involved in an accident. Make sure that your car is in a good condition before you drive it, so that, because you might follow all the rules, your license, in terms of driving slowly, but only to find that your car is not in good condition. You don't have to be told by traffic that your car doesn't have brakes, your car doesn't have lights at night. You must know, because the reason why they're checking all these things, not to punish you, but just to make sure that you are safe and the other people on the road are safe. So, absolutely. But we know that also the two MECs of Community Safety Liaison and also of Transport, they've launched their plan. They'll be on the road. So make sure that you might spend Christmas in prison than spending Christmas at home. If your car is not in good condition, take a taxi. It's even more cheaper than petrol. And then you go home and you stay with your family and enjoy it this Christmas time.
Absolutely. MEC, thank you so much. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but a big shout out to your department, because this is what we call service delivery.
Thank you.
Right? So thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much to you and to the listeners of Rise FM.
That's Rise FM.
This outside broadcast of Rise FM Mid-Mornings, live from MEC Sasekani Manzini's launch of the festive season contingency plan, is proudly brought to you by the Mpumalanga Department of Health.